Welcome, everyone, to the Words Matter podcast, a podcast dedicated to wordsmiths. My name is Akil. To the left of me, I have Richard of the Wear Brand. What's going on?
Yo, what's good, man? Thank you for having me, bro.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for coming.
No doubt.
So who are you?
Man, so peace, everybody. My name is Rich. I'm the co-founder of the Wear Brand, like my boy Akil said. I'm a creator. You know, I'm a healer. I'm a father. I'm a husband. Scorpio. all around aware human, man. That's me.
And, you know, you talk about you're a healer, you're a creator. Well, you know, what makes you all those things? Like, what was your introduction into all of those jobs?
Man, so I would say creator first, right? Because I was always, like, into art.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Drawing and stuff. So I always knew I was a creator, you know, even after I put the pencil down. I was making like jewelry, making bracelets, necklaces, you know, things like that. The healer part came later. I've been working in mental health for like 10 years now. Yeah. So I really learned a lot about myself and my healing capabilities through like talk therapy.
Yeah.
You know, just the way that I put words together, you know what I mean? The way that I sound, you know, I learned I was a healer in many ways through that job.
Mm. Did you think of yourself as a healer before that?
Nah, bro. Like, I didn't know how I was going to be on the job, man. You know what I mean? And people were saying like, no, you'll be great, bro. Trust me. You'll be great. And I'm like, I hope so. But I didn't have the self-awareness then. You know what I mean? To know that I am a healer. You know, I just needed the proper environment, I guess, to bring it out.
Yeah. So, you know, you consider yourself a healer. What led you into becoming a designer of a streetwear brand or founder of a streetwear brand?
Yeah, man, that's a great question. Man, like, it's around maybe 2015, like, with all the police killings, you know, like how they was gunning us down, you know, Trayvon Martin, Ahmaud Arbery later on, but Philando Castile, like, you know, the names go on and on. Me and my boy Drew, man, we grew up together, so we were just really frustrated, you know, with the way that the media was depicting us, and we were just like, yo, man, we got to do something about this, you know, and he was like, yo, let's start a brand that like changes the narrative on a lot of things, you know? And he had two words in his mind. He had consciousness and he had aware in his mind. And we were just like, yo, aware sounds fire. Like aware is like, it doesn't box us in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, conscious, if we had our brand called conscious, people would have like a preconceived notion of like what it's supposed to be.
They think y'all making like hats like common used to.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, selling incense. Facts, bro. Like, and we just like, you know, we're not on that. You know what I mean? Like, we've been fly for a long time and, you know, we love art and we also like freedom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like aware was the perfect word.
How long did it take to get that concept of aware off the ground?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I would say, bro, that we still trying to get it off the ground, you know what I mean, in different ways. But we started with hats. Mm-hmm. We started with hats that said aware in our traditional script. And we were just selling them, like, first we were just wearing them to see, like, if people, like, liked it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we were just wearing it around everywhere we went. We wear our aware hat. And people were like, yo, what is that? And we're like, yo, it's our shit. I can curse on here.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we were like, yo, it's our shit. And they're like, for real? I'm like, yeah, man. So we saw that people were gravitating towards it. So we're like, all right, let's get a batch of like 24 hats, see if we can move it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we spent like $200 and something on 24 hats, bro. And we sold them, bro. It's crazy. We sold them. So we're like, yo, I think we got something here. So we kept reading up on the hats, you know what I mean? And just selling them out the trunk, bro.
Was it a lot of explaining that you had to do when, because Was it that logo with the eye and the
So that came a little later.
Okay.
First it was just aware script.
All right.
Yeah. So people were always asking, like, yo, what is that about? Like, aware of what? So we'd be like, yes, we got you. You know what I mean? Like, so we're like, you know, self-awareness, self-love, you know, tapping into the power that's within you. You know what I mean? That God power, that light that everybody has, right? But everybody's not aware of. You know, so it would be a good conversation piece. Once they ask, like, yo, what is it? What aware of what? So the I heart came a little later because, you know, symbols is like the language of subconscious.
Mm,
you know what I mean? So we like, nah, we need a symbol. Like, that's where the longevity is at. You know what I mean? Nike, Puma, you know, all the brands. So you want to be able to be identified by a symbol. So
yeah,
we were just going through different symbols, man, and one really stood out to us. It's an Adinkra symbol. Kojo Baden, I think it is. It's like it's for the universe.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just liked how that looked. You know what I mean? So we're like, yo, let's take the eye, let's take a heart, you know, and the eye heart kind of explains it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't really have to like do too much because people see like on a varsity jacket or whatever. They're like, yo, I love that. That's fire. And they make their own you know, conclusions about what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The conclusions kind of, I guess that kind of comes from it being kind of mysterious in a way that
100%.
Was that intentional?
Yeah, like we're both Scorpios, right? So Scorpios like to be like mysterious. But also I think people, if I could tell myself a story about what something means, it'll resonate for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I think people, we do wanna educate, we do wanna empower and enlighten people, but we do want them to tap into themselves. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like whatever it means to you, we love that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the logo's on the jacket right there. New jacket is tough. What is right here? You could
explain that. Yeah, so it could be rays of light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Seven rays of light, seven frequencies, you know, for light, mm-hmm. light spectrum. You know what I mean? And also just like the expansion or the illumination of your mind mm-hmm. as well.
Tell us about your personal style. What about your personal style? Did that, were your influences in your personal style, did that lead you to starting a streetwear brand?
Yeah. Yeah, and I, you know, personal style, I love that question, bro. Personal style, we're still trying to, our personal styles kind of guide the clothes that we make,
yeah.
We want to wear it, obviously, right? At the same time, we're learning that everything that we make, we don't have to love it for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a crazy process. But my style, I would say, is more like a little more on the eclectic side.
Yeah.
You know, like mixing prints and textures and, you know. So I think we will get there with the Awear brand. But for like as far as like, you know, being a new streetwear brand, you know, we keeping it like hoodies and tees. And,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
I mean, y'all are new, but y'all been in some big places. You know, congratulations on the Times Square look with the Foot Locker campaign.
Man. Yeah.
I saw that.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, that happened randomly. Like, it's the perfect intersection of, like, being prepared and luck, right? So we were at a pop-up. Foot Locker was actually hosting a pop-up shop in Detroit. Drew was living in Detroit now and at the time. And we had a table there. And, you know, shout to all the vendors that were there. But we smoked all of them. You know what I mean? Like, our presentation, our customer engagement, like, you know what I mean? Like, so they saw one of our shirts on a recap video. One of the buyers saw our shirt on a recap video and he was like, yo, what brand is that? You know, so then they reached out to us. People on the Detroit team reached out to us like, yo, Foot Locker, you know, they wanna talk to y'all. And we were like, all right, cool. We were a little like, should we do this? Cause it's a big retailer. You know what I mean? Like, if you jump into things a little too early, it could like cripple your business.
And cheapen it in a way.
Yeah. So we were just like, man, do we really wanna, you know, get on this thing with Foot Locker? But we were like, man, fuck it. Let's just see.
Yeah.
You know, and we started out with two stores. We started out one in Washington Heights, one in 8 Mile in Detroit, and now we're in 21.
Wow.
Going crazy.
Wow. It's amazing.
yeah, man.
Back 21 to
stores.
Yeah, back to your personal style. Is it visible in Awear's designs? Because, and you know, how are you able to even include your personal style into Awear's designs? Because you said your style is more eclectic.
Yeah.
And then, well, how would you describe, Jules not here to speak for himself, but how would you describe his style?
Yeah, we've been trying to figure that out. But he's like he got like a rock star mixed with like, streetwear,
yeah,
gentleman, you know, kind of thing. I think where we get to have fun is with colors.
Yeah.
You know, color schemes. You know what I mean? Like, we just like the get fly people gonna like. Like we'll make different options. That's what we're learning too. Right? Like it's like the hoodie that you have on, like I love that color, right?
Thanks.
Will everybody wear that color? Maybe not. Yeah. Right? So we'll do a color like that, but we'll also do like a black or a navy. You know what I mean? So
in the same design.
The same design, everything, bro. Like everything will be the same, but just the two different colors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I might wear that.
Yeah.
Drew might wear that too. You know what I mean? But we got the other option for other more conservative people as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we play with the colors.
Yeah.
You know, to get our like creative thing off.
So who locally, and this is another guest I got from my hometown, Spring Valley, New York. Locally did you, you know, possibly draw inspiration from as far as your personal style? And, you know, who did you see growing up and say, yo, he's hard, like he's fly?
Yeah. Old pictures of my pops. Mm. You know, I'm going to start there. And then also just like, man. So locally, right? I always looked up to the cats who were like two or three grades older than me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who wore like, who just took a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like whether it was wearing rings before it was cool or, you know, ripped jeans before it was cool, mm-hmm. you know? I always tell JP, you know, our boy JP.
Yeah.
I always tell P, like, man, when I was growing up, because he used to have the jerseys and the, you know what I mean? Like he used to put some things together. So I always liked that, bro. You know, and then also just like artists, you know, Taz Arnold, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love Taz's style. Andre 3000, Kanye, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like those kind of guys who are like, you know, Taz is like out there, you know what I mean? But he's fly. Like, he knows what he's doing. He understands, like, clothing and silhouettes and cuts. And you know what I mean? Yeah. He gets it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I love fashion.
I do see, and speaking of Taz Arnold, I do see a little, like, Tisa inspiration in a wear.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Man, I never got any of the Tisa pieces, but, like, I was, bruh.
I had no money.
I'm trying to tell you, man. But, man, all of those, like, promotional stuff that he did, the videos and the designs, fire, bro.
Yeah.
That was such a crazy time. Like, one of my favorite pieces of content is, it was Big Sean. He was wearing a bunch of Tisa fits.
Yeah, that era, the blog era.
Come on, man. Bruh, that was a special time.
Yeah, that was a special time. And it was, and a lot of it was loud, but at the same time, it was the start of a lot of minimalism also.
Because
Tisa was very minimalistic. It was just
super minimalistic.
That thin font. And each letter was in a different color.
Going crazy.
But it was going crazy. And it was big. It was well known. Because that was when I was in high school. That was more when I was in high school, that era. And it was well known. Definitely if you were into streetwear and like Jordans and stuff. And like SB Dunks and stuff like that. But, you know, it still was like a niche
100%.
Market.
Yes.
But it was big at the same time.
I agree with you.
If you was on the internet heavy, you definitely knew what Tisa was or you wore it if you could afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you just made me think about just that intersection of like being big but still niche.
Yeah.
That's fire. I'm just thinking about where.
Yeah.
Like how do we, I love that lane, you know what I mean, of like people seeing like, you could see somebody with a Wear Varsity on.
Mm-hmm. Just like,
oh, he knows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or she knows. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they know what time it is.
It's like a community.
100%. Yeah. And we call everybody our tribe. You know what I mean? It's a tribe of aware humans, you know, because we're all in a certain frequency. We're all up growing at different rates.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all on the same awareness journey, but you know, different parts of the same journey.
What does being aware mean to you?
Being aware to me means being fully tapped in to my God power. You know, that's what I tell my daughter, like, you gotta put God power inside of you, you know? So like, you can use your God power, excuse me, you could use your God power to change yourself, to change your life, to change the people around you lives, you know? Like, that's what being aware to me is, just being fully tapped into that and living that, you know, that's authentic. That's being your authentic self.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite style of design? Because we spoke about Tisa and the block era style, and talked about you being inspired by what your dad wore and, you know, older guys that you drew inspiration from high school. But like, what is your favorite style? Like, what if you look back in retrospect, who ultimately kind of like or subconsciously influenced or where?
Yeah.
Or think, what?
Yeah, rather. I think of Pharrell. Just the range of Pharrell, like looks. You know what I mean? Like he kind of encompassed like the whole spectrum of like.
Yeah.
He'll do the hoodie, you know. He'll do the trucker, but he'll also like do a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, I love that range, you know, because sometimes I feel like wearing a hoodie. Sometimes I feel like, you know, throwing on like a little pilot, you know, jumpsuit or, you know, like however I feel, I like to dress like that. So me and Drew, we both love Pharrell and like what he's done with Bape, obviously, and, you know, Human Made. Like we definitely like study. He's one of the people that we study.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Man. Bro, I love Brooklyn Circus, man.
Yeah.
Ouija Theodore. He has a similar type of range. More gentleman, clean, you know, than Pharrell, but
preppy almost.
Yeah, more preppy, like, you know, like Ivy Cities. Yeah, bro. Like, but I like how he is very black, right? Because they'll do like that preppy 60s type of thing.
Yeah.
But they'll throw on like the traditional tribal jewelry, you know, like that's like a juxtaposition of sorts, right? If you will. So yeah, I love Ouija Theodore. He's like one of the flies.
And then it's kind of funny because I just saw today that Ralph Lauren is doing a line where Polo's doing they're making clothes inspired by Morehouse and Spelman.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
But at the same time, it's very Ralph Lauren,
right, you know, right,
like traditionally.
Time, yeah.
They always had that preppy look to it, but
100%.
Like brands like Brooklyn Circus definitely been doing that for 10 years now, 10 years plus.
Easy 10, bro, easy 10. Like when I started to find my style or like hone in on what I liked, Brooklyn Circus was one of the brands that I looked at, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because they would do cool things, like they would throw a pocket square in a jean jacket, you know what I mean? Like just stuff like, you know, just stuff like that I love. Things that are not supposed to match or not supposed to belong together, and you make it work.
Yeah.
You know? That's art.
What is your favorite decade of style?
Bro, that's hard, man. I want to...
Or a decade of design.
Yeah. Knee-jerk reaction, I want to say 60s, 50s and 60s, you know, like that.
Yeah.
You know, the varsities and just men dressing more to their body type.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like... It wasn't super tight like the 70s. It was kind of loose, comfortable. You know, you could have on some slacks and like run, you know what I mean, and be comfortable. Like I like that. I like the older I get, the more I'm like, let me dress for my body type. Mm-hmm. You know, so I like 50s and 60s. I'll probably say.
But then it's also they say fashion moves in a 20-year cycle because in the 80s you could say that men were kind of dressing to their body type as well, like. People wore straight leg jeans and weren't tight, weren't big.
Yeah.
And also, like, the jackets were, like, right below the waist.
The cut.
Below the torso.
Yes.
So it's almost like the same thing.
I love that.
Every 20 years.
And then in the 80s, you know, like, especially with black people, it was like, I love that. So I'm going to say 50s, 60s, and then 80s, because the 80s had, like, the crazy, like, prints and patterns and designs and right
color blocks. Well.
Come on, like, but still fitting, you know, to the body. Yeah. That was good.
Your origins are in mental health. You've been working in mental health for a long time. What made you, you know, intersect mental health awareness with streetwear? Because I've never seen that done before.
Yeah, that was, man, you know, that was really the original impulse behind the brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how do we do something dope? Like, how do we give some people something dope, but educational as well? You know what I mean? Like, I think there are people who have done that. Like, when you think of, like, people like Red Pill and Blue Pill, you know Red Pill and Blue Pill?
I think I saw them before. I'm not too
familiar. Yeah. They're more so on the education side, you know, they're trying to teach the people, but they also have a brand as well, you know, but like we wanted to amplify both put them both on the same level, you know, their brand and the education. Yeah. So it just works, man. Like with me being in mental health and, you know, Drew's like a marketing guru, you know, in a lot of ways, and we get to be ourselves with the brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's one of the goals of like being self-aware and being autonomous and being your authentic self is like carving a lane for yourself so that you can be yourself and get paid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Getting paid, you know, you're educating as well as helping people get fly, which could definitely lead to the improvement of a person's mental health.
100%. It does for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fresh cut.
For sure.
If I'm a little sad, man, I get that fresh cut.
Yeah.
You can't tell me nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? Facts.
Did you ever feel like you had to pick one to put, you know, put more energy into, or did you always know that you could put both worlds together?
Man, I love that question. It's actually, the path is becoming more clear to me now, you know, because for a long time I did feel like torn, like there was two of me.
Yeah.
It was like the Richard in mental health and then there's like the creative Richard, you know what I mean? So like with Aware, I get to mesh them together and figure out like what that looks like who am I? Because I'm both of those things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like fitting them together comfortably is has been like a huge like trial and error, beautiful process. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are there any mental health professionals that inspire you or you seek guidance either personally or guidance from either personally or through their works?
Yeah. I'm a big Carl Jung, you know, Jung fan. But now, like more contemporary people, I look at spiritual leaders, you know what I mean? Like Michael Beckwith, he's fire. Like he's one of the people that I look at as to like what the more mature version of me it will be, you know? There's a lot of spiritual people. Even like, you know, Red Pill and Blue Pill, they mix things together nicely. A. Rashid. I like guys who they're just themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you can talk about mental health, but you don't have to sound like this professor that,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you don't got to do that. And plus we don't respond to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that doesn't resonate with us. For better or for worse, we respond better to like people who present like rappers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Musicians. So like with Aware, we don't want to be like too over your head. We don't want to use words that are going to like turn people off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we're constantly thinking about, you know, how we're talking to people and how we come off, because we do want to just come off as ourselves, but we're still refining who we are.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know.
Do you think that it's important to be validated by your peers or people who have inspired you in the streetwear industry? Because you're in a lane that, you know, you're in a lane of a popular style of clothing, but even more specifically, you're including a message of mental health awareness. So, you know, is validation by your peers important to you?
I would say yes and no. Yes, because it's like we're all artists, right? And we're all like creating these things that we want to resonate with people. So like when another designer hits us up and like, yo, yeah, that stuff is fly, yo, like, yeah. And we like their stuff too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, cause like, oh, okay, you understand like design and scales and you know what I mean? Like you get color palettes and all that. So like we do enjoy that and receive that. At the same time, we know that we're doing something that is still new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, we want to get you. If you like the fly stuff and you're like, I'm cool on the mental health stuff.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you like the fly joint,
yeah,
we got you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you like the education stuff and you're like, I'm not really into streetwear, we still got you because we're doing the education tip.
Yeah.
You know? So we do like validation from our peers, of course, to a degree, because, you know, giving people too much real estate in your mind will cause you to let them kind of deter you from who you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Being deterred, are, you know, that kind of giving people too much real estate into who you're supposed to be, or letting that affect who you're supposed to be. Do you think that would ever spill over into the design process?
It can. I think as you're asking me that, I'm thinking about like trends.
Yeah.
Right. And like if something is trending, whether it be a color or a font or a particular like style of shirt, like if it's an oversized shirt or something, you know what I mean? Like if we're not clear on like what we want to do, yeah. You know what I mean? Like the trends of the world and the waves, you know, can definitely deter us, you know, and we're still figuring out exactly what our aesthetic is, but we do know that we want to educate, and we do know, you know, you're going to get these color palettes, you know, mm-hmm. but we're always experimenting too, to see what people like, because it is, the brand is for us, but the brand is for the world as well.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like that, you gotta, you know, tightrope it, you know, in a lot of ways, like, because what people think is important, but you know, you can't weigh that more than what you think.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you ever, because, you know, speaking about being influenced by trends and then even like you being influenced by Ouija Theodore and Brooklyn Circus, will aware eventually step into menswear, almost like a Todd Snyder or a J. Crew aesthetic?
That's a good question, man. That's a good question, bro. Because, man, literally, like, the other day, we were talking about, like, how do we appeal to the different subsets of men, yeah. Right? Like, I even think about, I worked at Armani Exchange for like, 5-6 years. And, like, you know, they're, like, the umbrella company. And they have Emporio Armani. They have Armani Exchange. They have Collezioni. You know what I mean? Like, they have different types that are catered to different people. And I love that.
Almost every major designer has, like...
Yeah, like, you... It's, like...
Under smaller brands.
Facts, bro. Yeah, like, it makes sense, man. Like, that's how you take over the market. You know what I mean? Like, I can definitely see somebody wearing something, and it's a more plain or... There's no logos really on it, or, you know, maybe it might be a small iHeart or small script, you know what I mean? And it's like $300. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a wear premium or something.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like that's definitely a possibility, because we are interested in making different types of clothing. So yeah, that's a great question. And that's definitely something that we're thinking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any if you don't mind, any mental hurdles that you and Drew face that are possibly or still possibly facing that, you know, kind of mess with you while running a clothing company?
Yeah, I would say the thing about being aware is like it's a continuous process, right? It's a continuous journey. And reaching every level is a new devil, they say. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So like, once you start making a certain amount of money, you know, the company starts making a certain amount of money. Now it's like, there's these all new things like taxes and, you know what I mean? Like, we got to pay these people. Like, so these things like are challenges. And like, if you allow it to seep in, you know what I mean? To the relationship or to your own mental health, you know what I mean? It's going to mess with you. You know what I mean? So, you know, luckily for us, we talk about this all the time. Like, we've known each other since we were like single digits. Mm. You know what I mean? So like there's that trust there. There's that foundation of friendship, right? So it's like I know like he's not gonna like stab me in the back. You know what I mean? So like there's that safety there, you know, and then we could talk things out, we could talk things through. We can see when somebody's off, the other one is off, you know what I mean? And we just give each other that space to express ourselves. You know, I think a lot of times people feel alone, even in a relationship, you know what I mean? And like in their head too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like giving that space so that you could say what's on your mind, what's on your heart, and you know, it's a safe space. You know what I mean? You know, like this is just what I'm feeling right now. You know, that's the mental health part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it, it, that, that part is like the part that messes things up too.
Yeah.
Because it's not that deep. It's deep, but it's not that deep. It's like everything can be, you know, solved in a way. Mm-hmm. You know.
You started a blog on the Aware website.
Yeah.
What was the significance of that?
I love to write, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I read your stuff and I'm like, yo, a kid understands, like,
thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he understands words and how to, like, not only paint a picture, but evoke a feeling too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just something that, you know, like you said earlier in the show, like, that's something that wordsmiths just have, you know? And, like, I like to talk and I like the clothes and stuff, but there's also, like, a whole, like, universe of things that we want people to be able to read, a different level or layer of depth that the brand offers that you have to be able, you have to like reading to get.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because like once you go to our blog section, you're like, oh, they going in on like stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that was important for us because I love to write, and we love to read, and you know it's that educational part as well.
Yeah. You also earlier you spoke about how you call your supporters or people that buy your clothes your tribe.
Facts.
How important is tribe and community?
Man, I want to say it's everything, bro. You know, like even like when we were early, you know, not even knowing that we had something. We knew it was valuable, but like the support from the tribe, you know what I mean, has always been crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Even,
like people was like, yo, y'all not big yet, but like, yo, keep going, keep pushing. Like, cause mm-hmm. This is fire. Like, it's one thing for you to grow up with people and, you know, they're like, oh yeah, your joint's cool. But like for people to be like, nah, like this
yeah.
is like, this is different. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, and I mean, we were talking about, you know, people from the town. And there's people from the town who made it big, you know, and they don't ask for like discounts or anything. Like
yeah.
I just go through the sales and I'm like, oh shoot, so and so bought like 3-4 tees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they believe in it and they're telling other people, you know what I mean? And they're wearing it on like big platforms. You know what I mean? Like I saw somebody sent us a pic, you know, Devin and Jason just wearing it like game day.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like I'm like, oh shit, my man got a Pride hoodie on. Game day, you know, like
yeah.
all the cameras is out and everything. You know what I mean? So
speaking
like,
about Devin and Jason McCourty in the NFL.
Yeah, champions.
Yeah.
yeah. You know, and still like, you know, super humble and super like down to earth and consistent with like the people that we knew, you know what I mean, growing mm-hmm. up. But yeah, community means so much, man. As the community grows, we want to always be like real and authentic, which goes back to like the blogs that you're talking about, which goes back to, you know, our combos that we host, you know, our Aware combos that we have. That's where we get a chance to like go a little deeper into like what the brand like the meat
yeah.
of the brand, you know what I mean? Which is like that's what's really, really important to us. Like we love
yeah.
the clothes and everything. Like don't get me wrong, you know what I mean? But like to feed people.
Yeah.
Different. It's different, bro.
The more you guys grow and the different ancillaries that you put yourselves into outside of just the clothing, with the main message in the clothing being mental health awareness, do you think that the more avenues that you try to go down, the message might cheapen? You know, because you guys have a podcast as well. You have a blog series. You have the clothes. But do you think that, you know, if you were to get into, I don't know what's the cap of the amount of things you want to get into, but
yeah.
do you think that, like, the further you go, the farther you'll go away from the initial message?
I would hope not. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. We're talking about trends and waves.
Yeah.
And giving things real estate in your mind because, like, bro, like, the universe or God or whoever you believe that is this, you know, supreme power, gives people ideas, right, for a reason, right? So the Aware brand is about awareness. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, there's a lot of different types of awareness, yes, but also like just being aware of yourself. That is like that's the core of it. You know what I mean? Your spiritual awareness, your mental awareness, your emotional wellness awareness, your cultural awareness. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's like if we got too big, would we not talk about, you know, being Black and aware? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Hell no. You know what I mean? Like, if we got too big, would we not talk about being spiritually aware? Like, nah, we can't. You know what I mean? Because the more people that we have access to, that just means that more people need that original thing. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. And then, you know, with the clothing, you stay consistent with the clothes, it fuels all the other things anyway.
Facts.
Especially when the message is pure with the clothes. Because a lot of times people will talk about, like, rappers not needing to make music anymore because they have so many other business ventures going on and they're successful in so many other things. But you got to keep doing what the people loved you for originally to fuel all the other things.
I agree, bro.
Yeah.
I agree. Especially, like, with that particular example that you're saying with music, like, you could do a million other things, but nothing is going to hit like that music.
Yeah.
Yo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the way that feeds people's spirits, man, like, yeah, man, don't forget what got you to where you at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How important was it to speak at Foot Locker's all-city event?
Man, so I didn't...
Well, speak. How important was it to speak to Don C at Foot Locker's all-city event? Because, you know, back to us talking about streetwear.
Listen.
And streetwear and not streetwear, but the blog era.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, son, it was crazy. Like, somebody actually brought that up. Like, they had a Q&A section.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A portion, rather. And somebody was like, yo, bro, like, you don't know what you did for us. Like, in Paris, right? When they took that picture.
Yeah.
In Paris, you know, and like, that we were talking about the blog era, and like, that one picture, bro.
And you posted it on your blog,
on
too.
On a blog, yeah. Like, that one pic of, like, you know, Don, Taz, Ye, you know, Farnsworth, Virgil, you know what I mean? God bless the dead. It was like, we were just like, yeah, son, we out here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, so meeting him in real life and getting to chop it up with him a little bit, man, like, it was amazing, man. We were talking about, we spoke briefly, and I was telling him, like, of my, like, apprehension and leaving my 9-to-5 and, you know, really going in with the brand. And he was just saying, like, yeah, it is a big risk, you know, and it is, there are fears involved, right? But if you really feel like you can do it, you got to do it. You know what I mean? He was like, and there's ways to do the business thing too. Like, he's smart because he uses other companies to scale his business, right? Mm. Like, you look at Mitchell and S, you look at what he's doing with the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah,
you
know
what I mean?
Collabs,
like, bro, mad collabs, like, that put him in spaces that he might not have been able to get by himself, right? So, but still keeping your originality. So, like, that stuck with me, you know what I mean? Because we were at a Foot Locker event, obviously, right? And we're partnering with Foot Locker. So, just, like, that's cool that we have this thing with Foot Locker, but, like, don't forget, like, about, like, the direct-to-consumer part, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and what you're using them for, right? Because they're useful for that, getting us where we might not be at.
Yeah, they're using their infrastructure, yep, and their influence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The information that we get, like, we get so much information from them in terms of, like, how to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, what to do and what not to do. You know what I mean? But yeah, meeting Don C was fire, bro. Like, he feels kindred to me. You know, like, it was weird. Like, it was a weird feeling talking to him.
Yeah.
And him, like, looking at me looking at him, and I'm like, we from the same tribe, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fire. It was fire.
Yeah. What were y'all speaking about? Because I saw there was a picture of you speaking to him.
Yeah.
And it looked like y'all was really having a, you know, like, a real moment right there.
Yeah, man. I don't remember what we were talking about in that moment. Everybody asked me, like, yo, what were y'all talking about? I'm like, I don't know. I had a moment with him. So I was just, you know, vomit at the mouth, bro. Like, you know, telling him I appreciate him and all that stuff. And also, like, what we can do in the future, too. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm learning. Like, you never know. Just shoot your shot. Yeah. You know what I mean? And, like, so hopefully we're going to be doing some things in the future. You know, put it out there in the universe.
Have you spoken to him since then?
We have, yeah. Just, like, you know, piggybacking on the convo. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Great guy, man. Like,
yeah.
I say kindred because he has a good spirit, good energy, but you can also tell that he's good with boundaries too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like that's something that I'm learning on my self-awareness journey. You know what I mean? Like, you could be cool, you know, you could be a bright light, a gentle giant, if you will. You know what I mean? But, like, be good with boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Learn when to say no and stuff like that.
Yeah, when to say no, when to say, like, I'm not sure. You know, like, that's okay. You know what I mean? I learned that I'm a bear. You know, like, I'm like, I look nice and cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I got, like, teeth too, right? So, like, being comfortable being like, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Has that hindered you in the past? Just you maybe not being able when to say no or not knowing your boundaries in the past? Just with the fashion and even outside of the fashion?
Yeah. I would say overexerting myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, spreading myself too thin. With me working in mental health, it comes up a lot quicker because I'll be, like, drained. You know what I mean? Like, when people are telling me things and I'm investing myself too much into what they're going through, right? Like, learning how to be there for somebody but not take on all of their stuff is a nice little dance that you got to learn. You know what I mean? Like, that's really where I've learned it. And then, you know, also just being a father and a husband and business owner and friend and son, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be there for everybody. And it's like, you got to be there for yourself first, because if you're not there for yourself, you know, you're pouring from an empty cup and nobody's getting anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's been a large area of my growth, just, like, making sure I pour into me.
Yeah.
You know? Which one of the things is, like, staying creative, you know? Staying, like, you know, writing. Even if it's just me journaling, just getting that writing out. You know what I mean?
Does writing help with the design process of the clothes?
That's a good question. Usually, let me see. That's a good question, bro. So we'll come up with, like, overarching concepts of, like, what we want a collection to be.
Yeah.
Like, what are we gonna talk about, right? What do we want this thing to look like? And then we'll kind of, like, do the writing and everything later. But it's like, it'll be like we have something coming out. Our next collection is Soul Spiritual. So Spiritual is about, you know, letting people know that they can be fly and they can be cool, but still acknowledge their spirituality. You know what I mean? Like, don't leave that in the closet or whatever, you know? So we wanted people to get that feeling, you know what I mean? Of, like, being spiritual, but still being cool. So all of the writing that comes from that, it's from that, like, that overarching idea. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, the writing usually comes after, though. It's like, we start with, like, a feeling. Like, what is the thing that we want people to feel? You know, and then we'll do the designs, we'll do the colors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Write the blogs. You know what I mean? If I don't have anything that's already, like, similar, you know what I mean? But it starts with feeling.
Yeah.
And I think because you're a writer too, like, I think the feeling, like, you feel a way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you write about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll feel, like, a thing, and then, okay, how do we, like, what are the different pieces of a collection based on that feeling?
Yeah. Do you use any other designers other than yourselves?
Like, I'm not, like, me and Drew will, like, sketch things out, you know what I mean? And, like, we'll do, like, mood boards, and then we'll send it to our third guy. His name is Omar, Omar Dismoot. He has, like, a degree in architecture, I think. So he's, like, it's been us three. Like, it was me and Drew who, like, we founded it, you know what I'm saying? And then Drew and Omar have worked on several things together, but when Omar came in, it's like, okay, now we have somebody who, like, can actually, like, do what we see in our mind. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like, it's been amazing. And then he found another guy named Darian, and another our queen, our sister Janae. She does like a lot of like the infographics that we do. But yeah, so it's, you know, Omar, he has a design team. Mm. Yeah, so we'll me, him, and Drew will talk about colors and designs and pieces that we want, and, you know, all of those things. And he'll be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And then he'll, like, get it fleshed out.
Did you find Omar, like, right away after, not right away, but was he the first designer or architect that you found?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily for us, him and Drew have been working together, like, since they were in college.
Oh, okay.
He used to produce music.
Yeah.
So he used to make music. He's an
all-around artist.
He's a bro. He'll make beats for artists that Drew was managing. You know what I mean? So he saw Drew had a t-shirt on, I think, and a weird t-shirt on. And he was like, yo, what is that? And he was like, yeah, it's me and Richard's it's me and Richard's joint. And he was like, nah, that's fire, yo. Like, he was like, I would love to be a part of it in some kind of way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he kind of came in like that. I didn't know him at all. You know what I mean? So, like, we started, we had, like, a group chat. And we started, like, building with each other, just, like, creating, like, a brotherhood.
Yeah.
Getting, like, syncing our energies together. You know what I mean? And, like, sharing art, sharing music, you know, talking about spirituality and all types of things, just so that we can get, like, our vibe right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now, like, when it comes to the creative process, it's so seamless.
Yeah.
It's crazy, like. We'll see the same thing. Like, he'll say something, or I'll say something, or Drew will say something. I'm like, yo, that's exactly what I saw in my head. It's crazy. Like, it's, yeah. So, like, I think, not that I think, I know, like, you know, God put that together for sure. Yeah.
You guys are just synced in, really. Just,
bro, it's crazy, man. Like, so we talk about, like, being, like, a triangle, you know what I mean, or pyramid, or, you know, and how everybody represents, you know, different things. You know, like, I'm the healer, I'm the heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I'm always thinking about. Like, how are people going to receive this? You know what I mean? Like, I want people to feel it, like, in a whole body. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, Omar's, like, the head. I call him the scientist, you know, because he's, like, he wants to make sure that the scales are right and the font and, you know what I mean? Like, he gets real in his engineer bag with that.
Technical.
Super technical, bro. Yeah. And Drew is, like, he's the emoter. You know, he makes sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, he makes sure that the energy is right. He makes sure that the overarching theme, you know, aligns with, you know, the brand identity and all that stuff. So
it's Steve Jobs.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah. Visionary, bro. Like, we're all visionaries, you know what I mean? But, like, I look at him, like, because the idea for the brand came to him. You know what I mean? So I honor that channel. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, he's an all-around visionary.
Yeah. What are the steps to starting a streetwear brand? Like, if you could give a step-by-step. One thing that Virgil Abloh, rest in peace, that he left to the world was a website where he showed people, like, step-by-step how to start a brand.
Fire.
So, what is your step by step, if that, you know, if that's something that you want to disclose to the people?
Yeah. I love that. As you were asking me that, I was thinking about Kirby Jean, right? I saw him speak at
Empire Moss.
Yeah. Brilliant dude. It was a CultureCon. The last CultureCon they had in real life. It was in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, I think 2019. And he was saying, like, it has to be something, like, before you even do your LLC and all that, you got to see if you have, like, a viable, something that is actually, like, real to people. Yeah. You know what I mean? So whether that's, like, an idea that you want to build around, a concept, a design. For us, it was the idea of self-awareness and self-love. And then, you know, we're just like, all right. So we looked at, like, brands that have endured the test of time, right? Nike, Puma, Adidas. And it's like, okay, they just have, like, a simple font that's easily recognizable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we started with that. We started with that script. We had a few different We had Aware written in a few different types of fonts, but we decided to go with the script.
Yes.
It's super classic. You know what I mean? It looks good on a hat, t-shirt, socks, jacket, whatever. You know what I mean? So I think that's a crucial part, like something that looks good on different pieces,
mm-hmm.
you know? Color palettes. I would say start simple, you know, because like I think a lot of times with like black brands, because we so like creative,
yeah,
it'd be looking crazy. You know what I mean? It'd be like too much going on. Like
minimalism is
bro, important. That's gonna carry you as you figure out what you want to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, cause you could always get freaky with designs, mm-hmm. but like let the minimalism, the classical stuff be like the foundation, you know what I mean, that you could build on. So I would say that, man, like what the idea is, what the concept is, simple design, study, you know, brands that you look up to.
Yeah.
You know, that's what like people ask us, like, yo, how do y'all do your like how'd you guys get the like the designs and all that stuff? I'm like, yo, we study. Like, people don't like to nerd out. You got to nerd out, though.
Yeah, you got to be a nerd, definitely.
You got to nerd out, bro.
Especially in the world of creativity. You got to be a nerd.
You have to. Like we're talking about Brooklyn Circus. Bro, studied Brooklyn Circus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, why do I like this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the question.
Mm.
What is it? Is it the colors? What colors are they putting together? Okay, like, what are the color palettes? Okay, what are the cuts? We're talking about the silhouettes of like the jacket stopping right under the torso. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta pay attention to that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Because your average consumer might not, but when they put it on, they're gonna love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if they don't know why they love it.
Yeah.
But you have to know why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's a psychological part of it. The awareness.
100%. And like that's what we tell people, like, yo, study the brands that you like. You know, do we had to do what you call it, man? Case studies. We each did case studies on different companies, you know, and then we like reported back to each other and we're like what they did that we like that we can implement on our brand, you know, yeah. What they did that we don't like, you know. Yeah, so we looked at, you know, brands like FUBU, obviously, because, you know, they were just a unicorn, you know what I mean, at that time.
Or us bias.
Yeah, like Nike, Puma, of course, Adidas. And then also with those brands, like Nike, Adidas, Microsoft, their commercials, you know, like they're trying to get you to feel something.
Branding, too. Yeah, for
branding
sure.
Branding is crazy.
And the storytelling, the narratives.
100%, yes.
How important is a narrative?
Bro, I think is it as important as the design? It's damn near neck and neck to me. You know what I mean? Because like you can have, well, for me, because it's one thing to wear something and it look nice, but it's another thing for it to like actually mean something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like to actually connect with you on that level, man. I think about, you know, a Nike commercial or Microsoft, and it's like, they don't show you the phone till the end. You know what I mean? They took you on this whole journey,
yeah,
you know, through space and time, and then they show you the phone at the end. And it's just like, yeah. So you attribute all of that you're feeling now, and you localize it on that phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I love the storytelling, you know, like, Our we tell one story. It's self-awareness and self-love, right? But there's so many different ways to tell it. You know, there's so many different moving parts. You know, there's so many exits that you can get off on that journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to tell that story forever, that journey of finding yourself.
Yeah.
You know, becoming yourself. Yeah. Storytelling is super important.
How does that theme of finding yourself evolve over time?
Yeah. I think
especially with evolving trends in fashion.
Yeah. So I think about messaging into like putting messages on clothes, right? Even like I got some Pierre Moss kicks and like, you know, fire silhouette and everything, but when you open it up, it has like this whole like thing written in there about like us making the world a better place for the people coming behind us. You know, and it's like that in, like, you can always be super intentional with what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, even though the trends may come and go, and but you, if you have a message that's very important, you got to find a way to make it work. You know, like, graphic tees are really popular still now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, putting, so that's easy. We could put like different quotes on a t-shirt or a hoodie or some pants or something, you know, or like the inside of a jacket or something, you know, like that's easy, but never losing that storytelling part.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, like, no matter what the clothes look like, just tell the same story.
With messages and storytelling and clothing, how do you make sure that the messages that you promote in the clothing don't just stop at clothing? Like, how do you make sure that those messages actually are put to use outside of clothing and into real life and affecting and benefiting people's real lives?
Yeah, love that. So with every collection, you know, there's like, so every collection has to be supported by blogs, you know, and email lists and text messaging, and videos, you know, whether it be like me doing a reel or us creating some type of content, like a commercial kind of thing, you know what I mean? Where we're telling the story of the collection again. Also, we have like our convo series. So a great example of that is we did a Heal Thyself collection, right? So the Heal Thyself collection, it had like vibrant colors, right? Like psychedelic and stuff. Yeah. Like, that's cool, you know, but we also had multiple conversations for our wear combos with people like Dawood. He's here in Brooklyn. He's a Reiki master. You know what I mean? Supernova Slam, all around wellness warrior, you know, Queen of Fool's Son. We had another combo with, what's her name? The Muscle Whisperer. I'm forgetting her first name, but she's she uses like different tools to work out people's like muscles.
Yeah.
And then while they're in the session of her working out their muscles, all of this trauma comes up. Mm. You know what I mean? Because trauma is stored in the body. You know what I mean? So like, given the clothes, yes, but also that educational piece of like talking about, you know, talking about healing, talking about trauma stored in the body, or trauma like with memories and alternative ways of healing. So we're very intentional on like whatever we're talking about. We want to double down on the information and give it to you in different kind of ways, because Everybody's different. You know what I mean? Some people are not going to read a blog, but they'll watch an interview.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So making sure we, all those touch points are there.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the importance, just going back to you having the blog, what is the importance of being interactive with your supporters through the blog and the podcast? You guys have a podcast as well. Instead of just being transactional, like, here's this shirt, here's this hoodie, here's this hat, go on the website and buy it.
Yeah, like, there's nothing like that that back and forth exchange of energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the transaction is one part of it, you know what I mean? But I think one of the reasons why we have such a high returning customer rate is because we give you so much too. You know what I mean? Like, and it means like, one, we're creatives. We're all creatives. And like, we can make a t-shirt and give it to you, but we still have like that creative itch that needs to be scratched. You know what I mean? So like, we'll have a combo. We'll give you the blogs. And like, for me, like when people read the blogs, I'm like people come to me like, yo, the blogs are fire. Like, who writes that? I'm like, me. I write the blogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I write majority of the blogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, because people don't really read.
I didn't even know y'all was smart.
Yep. Bro. Like, oh, y'all really about that? That's what they say. Y'all really about this awareness. Yes, we are. Like, it's just we use the fashion. Like, that's like the thing to get you. Yeah, bro. Like, that's, you know, that's the thing that's going to attract people. And then once we have you in the tribe, we're going to give you so much added value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. But that exchange, bro, that engagement, man. Like, we love it, man. Whether it's social media, whether it's people like, you know, hitting our phones, whether it's we do pop-ups, you know what I mean? Like, we do pop-ups in different cities, and like just to talk to the people. That's another time. Like, where they get to be like, oh man, y'all are a vibe, like, because we get to like talk,
yeah,
in real time about things. You know what I mean? Like, we get to talk about the pieces, and you know, whether we have the synchronicity numbers and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
people get to see like it's different layers. It's fly, but there's different layers to it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Speaking about having pop-ups, what is the significance of having these different aware pop-ups in different cities, along with the corresponding merch?
Yeah. So, like, you know, we want the tribe to be worldwide, you know what I mean, ultimately. But, like, in growing our movement, growing our tribe, we know that it's essential to hit different markets. Also to see, like, it's an information thing too, right? Like, what works, because we're both from New York, so, like, but Omar's from Detroit. So, like, New York and Detroit are similar, but they're different at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when we do a pop-up, we get to see in real time, like, what people gravitate towards and what they don't like. You know what I mean? So it's an amazing thing. And also to just see the Black experience in all these different cities as well. Like, we're all Black, but it's like the Blackness manifests slightly different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In these different cities. So it's just an all around great time, man. Like, and just to see that so many people are on their own awareness journey, you know what I mean? And they resonate with the brand, mm-hmm. you know, and they feel like we're speaking directly to them. You know, it's amazing for somebody to say that, like, in a comment on Instagram, but when you're at a pop-up shop and, like, looking people in the eye and they're telling you that, it's like, it lets you know that you're on the right track, you're doing something right, mm-hmm. you know?
You know, you connect with people at these pop-ups. You were at this all-city event, the Don C all-city event, where you connected with, I'm sure, other brands there.
Sure.
You said you smoked them at the pop-up. No disrespect.
Yeah, yeah, no disrespect. We ran it up on y'all, though.
How important is it to build a community with these other brands, these other designers?
Yeah, it's so important, man.
Or, like, network, at least.
Yeah,
you know?
Nah, for sure, bro. Like, there's so many hurdles that would, like, discourage you when it comes to building your own thing. You know, like, we're very grateful for the other brand owners that we know who, like, because we share resources, you know what I mean? We share our pitfalls. We share things that we could have done better. We big each other up on, like, a design or something, like, that we like, you know what I mean? So it's just, we all grow together, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
of course we're in competition because, you know, it's a competitive sport,
yeah.
But at the same time, there is space for collaboration, you know what I mean? There's a lot of space for collaboration, I should say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to sharing resources. Like, if I give you my sock plug, that doesn't hurt me in any way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if I give you... I don't know if I'll give you the hoodie plug, you know what I mean? But, like, you know what I'm saying? But if you need somebody, like, for shorts or, you know what I mean? Like, we share that information, you know?
Yeah.
You know, a graphic designer, photographer, videographer. Yeah, like, we shoot with so-and-so. If you, you know, I'll give you his contact, you know,
yeah.
Holla at him. You know what I mean? Because we're all trying to make dope stuff at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So it's very important, man. Like,
yeah.
Networking and, you know, meeting people. And we definitely have a lot of brand owners.
Yeah.
That we talk to, you know what I mean? You might need somebody to print your shirts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You in a certain city.
Yeah.
Like, yo, oh, so-and-so prints my tees, yo. Like, holla at him. You know what I mean? Like, it's so many ways that if you allow space for that, there's so many ways that people can show up for you.
You said it's a competitive sport. Is competition good or bad for mental health?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question, bro. I would say competition is very good for your mental health as long as you don't let... It's about self-talk, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you talk yourself through a loss? You know what I mean? How do you talk yourself through a win? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Because when you look at in nature and you see, like, any animal, but we could say, like, a lion, right? A lioness. They have the little cub, and, like, the lioness is, like, pushing the cub, pushing them, throwing them around, you know what I mean? Like, but that helps the cub to get the senses that it needs,
yeah.
Right, to survive and to hunt in the wild, and that's what competition does for you. if you allow it to, if you structure it properly in your mind, you know what I mean? Because a lot of us have negative self-talk, right? So it's like you'll be losing, and now you think, man, I ain't shit. No. That's not what that's supposed to be like. You know, yeah. It's supposed to be like, no, let me go back into the lab and sharpen my sword. You know what I mean? Like, that's what competition is supposed to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to make you want to be the best. And competition is amazing for the consumer. You know what I mean? Because if we're all battling to be better than one another, the consumer is going to get the best product.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So yeah.
I would say competition is good for your mental health if you let it be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think we're in such a weird time in terms of like, because like we're like kind of the first generation where they wanted to give like participation trophies to, you know what I mean? And like, oh yeah, you get a trophy because you participated. Like, nah, bro, you don't get a trophy because you participated.
Yeah.
Like, that's not enough. Like, you need to get first, second, or third.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get third, you should be wondering why you didn't get second.
Yeah.
If you didn't get second, you should wonder why you didn't get first. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's, but don't self-deprecate though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where it gets like negative and, you know, that part. But like, competition is good, man. Like, you need competition, man. Like, you need it. Even like in your team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you need competition. Like, oh man, this guy, he's going hard, man. I can go harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what it's for. Like, how you gonna know who's the best? How you gonna be your best?
Yeah.
If there's no competition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
That's why they call our generation soft, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they try to give us, they started with them participation trophies, man, and had people thinking the competition is bad and it should be all collaboration. And I agree with collaboration, but I agree with competition as well.
Yeah. You guys haven't collabed with anybody yet, right?
We did not like a full out brand. We for our Heal Thyself collection, we had these tie-dye shirts.
Yeah.
Tie-dye shirt, right?
Yeah, I do got a tie-dye shirt. Yeah.
That was a collab with a brand called Soul Dye. So those were like the solar wear t-shirts, you know what I mean? So his shout to Nick, man. He actually hand tie-dyed all those. Mm. Each and every shirt.
So everyone is different.
Everyone is different. Yeah. So like, you know, that was a very special added value thing, man.
Yeah.
Like every shirt is legit and different. You know what I mean?
Bespoke almost.
Yeah, 100%, bro. Yeah. So we have a lot of brands that we do want to collab with, that we're gonna start doing that more. But we think it was important for us to like kind of carve out our voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like who we are as a brand, before we start collabing, going crazy. But we want to go crazy with the collabs though, because there's a lot of brands that we rock with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you like to collab with?
Man. There's a brand. He's in the Bronx. We met him through the Foot Locker thing. His brand is Perico Limited. Similar type of aesthetic,
mm-hmm,
to ours, you know. So we know it would be a easy meshing, mm-hmm, you know, if you will. There's another brand in Detroit called Wealthy. I think we're gonna do something with them this year. Just brands that that like conceptually we align.
Yeah.
And then we can figure out all the other stuff as well. You know what I mean? But like, that's what we look for. Like brands that we're on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
What's next for you in the wear brand?
Man. We're being able to work in a wear brand full time would be fire. You know what I mean? Like getting paid,
mm-hmm,
you know what I mean, from a wear brand would be great, man. We haven't seen that part yet. You know what I mean? Like we're growing, you know what I mean? But we haven't reached a point where everybody can get paid. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, like when you're a founder or an owner, sometimes you're the last one to get paid. you know what I mean? Like you want to make sure everybody else is like taken care of, you know what I'm saying? And you don't have much left for yourself, but I'm really excited personally for me to get more into my voice and my storytelling, you know what I mean? And helping us to get more focused with our brand identity through the storytelling, you know what I mean? Because that's like, I'm the heart, you know what I mean? So like that connectivity is like everything. Yeah. To me, you know what I mean? Like, more blogs, obviously. Yeah. You know what I mean? More convos, you know, because, like, the convos and the blogs can have a life of its own. You know what I mean? Like, it could live on different platforms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man, just being more myself, you know. I think working in mental health kind of, like, made me, it did a lot of good things for me, but one thing that it did, it was a detriment to me, was in terms of, like, my style. Because, like, before I got into mental health, because it's, like, I work in a hospital.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's super, like, professional and collar shirts and, you know what I mean? So, like, before that, I was in retail, so I was immersed in clothes all day.
And you the consumers.
Yeah, and the consumers as well.
The stuff that they were.
Facts, bro. So, working in mental health kind of, I had to kind of work double time and making sure, like, going to stores or looking online, you know, seeing what's going on. But I'm excited to be, like, in the brand full time, or, you know, or just doing what I love to do, being my complete self, you know what I mean? And letting that come out through the brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do words matter to you?
Man, words matter because words open up doors. Words open up doors to places that we didn't know existed within ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just thinking about reading different books, you know, and the way that somebody just puts some words together can just unlock something inside of me. You know what I mean? And to think that I'm potentially doing that for somebody else, or that you're potentially doing that for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's amazing to me. You know, words matter because that's been the way that we tell stories. You know, for millions of years, you know, like, it's been the words that we tell each other.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we've translated math, science, psychology, you know, I mean, the story of the universe, the story of who we are, like, words mean a lot, you know, and at the same time, words are like a entry point into, like, the limitless world of feeling. You know what I mean? And to think that we're opening up doors for people to feel things that they never felt before, think things that they never thought before. Like, that's amazing. And that's only because of the power of words. You know? Yeah. I love words. You know what I'm saying?
I love words too, man. Words matter.
They do, bro.
And I think that's a perfect place to end this. Thank you, Rich, for coming.
Appreciate
coming
you, bro. Down here. Yeah.
So, words
great
matter.
Questions, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot. And great answers as well. And yeah, words matter. Pod. My name is Akil. I never say my name. I think people that are gonna watch the first few episodes, they'd be like, "What is his name?" But yeah, man, my name is Akil. To my left, everybody who's watching, got my man Rich with me.
Yes, sir.
Of the Aware brand. And wish Drew could have came, but he lives in Detroit, right?
Detroit, yeah. Next time though, man, we're gonna figure it out. Chop it up.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. Beautiful conversation, bro. I appreciate you for having me, man.
Yeah, thank you, of course. Words matter, man. Thank you.
Peace.